Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we ask ourselves if it's worth the fight.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, for he forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases. Psalm 103:2-3. Thoughts on the verse today. Our God is an awesome God. He not only defines and defeats sin, he delivers us from the consequences of sin by forgiving our sins and purifying us. Just kind of think about that with the thoughts on the verse and the verse as you go through your day today. And welcome to the program. Had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. My girl came down. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of a thing called Phantom Events. They do stuff throughout the year. If you've ever heard of DCI, which is Drum Corps International, via the movie theaters, they show the DCI finals. And that thing I'd be cool to see. I've seen them live, but never in the theater. I just usually watch it at home. And one of my buddies, Ben Samorley, he's actually a part of the Pioneer Fife and Drum Corps in Milwaukee, and I wish him the best this year. But we went and saw the 7/19/1989 Grateful Dead concert at Alpine Valley. I have to say it's my girl's first show. Technically. It's first time she saw like a pretty much a complete show of the Dead. And she, the whole night, she's like, oh, it's just so cool to see you, so happy and all this. I'm like, oh, they're amazing. And today on the program, I want to talk about the Rainbow Party, and I'll explain about that with Carly Florina and Ben Carson and others in the Republican Party. I also want to get into the Freddie Gray, because is there a rush to judgment? Also, I don't know if you saw this, the cringeworthy prize a wheelchair-bound person won on The Price is Right and the Texas shooting. That, I'll get into that. That's all I'm going to say about the Texas shooting. I'll get into that. And something I want to talk about, which I can't believe I have to, but Manchester United lost to WBA West Bromwich Albion. I'll have to talk about that. Lord help them. But I think they've done okay for the year. I'm not disappointed. And also, I want to get into a little thing about gay marriage real quick, because I got into it with people. I'll explain it like this, and I put it on my Facebook. You'd be a billionaire if you can figure out why people can't keep their eyes open, watching TV or doing whatever. So I'm going to brush my teeth and go to bed. And what happens when you brush your teeth and you crawl into bed? You might as well have injected me with about 50 pounds of cocaine, because then you can't sleep. And of course, they have this thing where, Hillary Clinton's for marriage equality. Really? 2000, she was like adamant that a marriage is between a man and a woman. 100% adamant. Well, not now. Not now. But see, if a Republican was to flip sides like that, she just didn't quick switch sides, Really. She isn't all of a sudden into gay marriage because it's going to get her votes. Really? A Republican would be reamed over it. But, like I've said before, and I try to explain to people, but they never get it, Okay, I'm not against gay marriage. A marriage is between a man and a woman. I want two men that get together and two women to get together to have the same rights as a man and a woman getting married. You should just call it like a union for men and a commitment for women. So you can identify them, just like you can identify a marriage. And I get called hate monger because I'm supposedly against gays. I have tons of gay friends and bi friends and pansexual and trans friends, who cares? That's their lifestyle. if I'm a church and you're going to force me against my religion to marry a gay couple, that's where you have to draw the line. If I'm a Jewish bakery and I refuse to have pork in my facility, I shouldn't be forced to have bacon. That's where you have, there has to be a line drawn somewhere. And I just get into it with you know, like, oh, you Republicans keep bringing up this Benghazi phony, these phony scandals like Benghazi. I'm like, really? Like, four people didn't die in Benghazi? Like, it's a phony scandal? And I'm not a Republican. I won't comment more on what I said, but, you know, I just went off because I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. And, you know, and then, but we always seem to, with the rational people, find a common ground. It's good to see that people from the left and the right are coming together on this issue. I'm like, well, we got bigger issues than wondering whether or not a couple that's two guys and two girls should be able to have the same rights as a married couple. That shouldn't even be an issue. Calling it marriage, yeah, that's a whole another hour program. But anywho, in fact, these people, well, see, at this hospital, if my hubby's dying, you know, I can't go visit him if he's on his deathbed. I'm like, you kidding me? I should be able to go into a hospital room of some dude I don't even know or some woman I don't even know that's on their deathbed and pray with them. There shouldn't be, well, it has to be me. Well, if it's immediate family only, then why aren't you going in there saying, yep, I'm his brother. Yep. We have different last names because, you know, I took on the married name of my wife. I took her last name, so, well, we have different last names. First of all, I don't know how they can bar anybody from seeing anyone that's sick. Unless, okay, it's a Aryan Brotherhood member and the guy on his deathbed is a Crip or Blood and he's wanting to, like, finish him off and stab him with a knife, and okay. That would be an exception. But what should stop anybody from seeing anyone in their final hours if they want to? If I feel led to come pray for this guy who's dying, why can't I? Why? Well, supposedly, I guess, if I was gay and I was getting and I was with this partner, unless we are legally together, if I'm not immediate family, I couldn't be there. But then why would you not say anything to say your immediate family just to be there? I don't know. I don't know why they would ban anyone from seeing anybody. But anyways, that's a whole another hour show right there. But as I talked about at the top of the program, what's the Rainbow Party? And it's forming in the Republicans. And I think it's great because you got Ted Cruz, which is Cuban descent. You got Marco Rubio, which is Mexican. You got Carly Lorena, which is a woman. And then you got Ben Carson, who's black. So I love Carly Lorena because she ain't backing down. Well, you know you were fired from Hewlett Packard. Wait a minute. There was a 2-week scandal that went on because somebody was leaking confidential documentation, and I refused. To be a part of it. So, I don't know. I'm looking into this. Someone said they can't hear me. I have no idea because my mic is working and everything is going. But anywho, we're going to keep going and we'll see what happens. As we move in and further and go on, you know, I look at it as, what are they going to say? What can they really do? I don't know. I'm just really baffled right now because, I mean, she explained when, because they try to go off on why she's doing what she's doing and what's going on and different things. And in the process of all this, you know, she's like, it was public. Since I wouldn't vote on this thing, it was something that was, since I wouldn't vote, they fired me. I was not going to be a part of all this civil war because somebody was leaking confidential documents. And that's why she was, and she's explained everything and what she's done, and they've tried to railroad her, and she ain't taking it. But like I explained to people, you know, 29% believability is the highest of any network, and that's Fox. That should be like MSNBC should be at 29% believability and go on from there. Wow. You know, I don't get it. It's just ridiculous, especially when you argue with people that Benghazi's phony. That's when I stop. I'm like, okay, if that's what you believe, I'm done, and I just give up. But I don't know. We'll figure it out. And I just think it's great because there's actually some people in there that actually feel confident in voting for that are like, okay, I support this person. I support that person. It's not, well, there's some people that I believe are not politics as usual. Will they get voted in? I have no idea. But that's kind of what I at least there's, but I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to try to run in the Democratic Party just to try to cut the votes up so that, you know, to make it harder for Ted Cruz to get in so that they can get an establishment person in there. So, I don't know. I've heard that a lot where they're trying to make it so that they'll get an establishment person in there, and one of these Ben Carson type people are not going to have any view. So, I don't know. I can see that happening, where they're going to, because, you know, it's, I mean, I'm trying to wake up the general population that, okay, you're getting screwed by both sides, you know. So, that's just my view. I mean, you're always going to have issues. You're always going to have that issue where you sit there and you take and you go, wait a minute, let's step back here and realize that if you look, history goes back and forth, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat. Where does it get us? Nowhere. And I always shut people up by this because until 2000, we were growing at a rate of 3.8%. Now we're growing at a rate of 0.2%. Like, 0.02%. 0.02%. How is that? If that's how we're growing, how is Obama doing anything? How is that? If China is a bigger economy, how are we moving in the right direction? I don't know. I really don't know. But people have that issue. Oh, Obama's Jesus Christ. You know? I don't know. I just think it's great because I think Carly Farina would be someone that's not going to back down. It's not that she's going to shove it in their face. You know, don't this establishment media. She's not going to let them run her life. She's not going to let. She's going to tell them what time it is. You don't like it? Sorry. You know. But then again, I was asked this question, and I get asked this a lot, and I brought this up. How do you get someone that, I'm voting for Hillary, ain't nothing you're going to do to change my mind. They're made up. I mean, there's not even a Democratic nominee yet, and Hillary Clinton's my president, period. Ben Carson is the one, or Carly Farina is one, but if there comes to light that she was poisoning and killed 500 people, let me tell you, bam. I'm going to change my vote. Until I get to the poll, I don't know how I'm going to vote. It's pretty ignorant that you can sit there already and say, okay, Hillary Clinton's my president, I'm voting for her. Bang. Okay, so, well, you know she's never, you know she, you're never going to be able, ever in a million years change her mind. She's set. You know, I don't know. I really don't know. So, I mean, how do you change someone that's, okay, Hillary Clinton's my president, period. There ain't nothing you're going to show me. There ain't nothing. I don't care. I don't care what you show me. I don't want to hear it. Hillary's my president. So you don't want to hear nothing. You don't want to, no matter what I tell you, you know, how do you get to someone like that that's going to say, wait a minute here. Let's look into this logically and, you know, and like I always point out to people, it's sad, but the most believable news network is Fox News at 29%. You know, and you people that watch MSNBC, they have a 7% approval rating. Democratic talking points, really? You know, okay, MSNBC is not a Democratic talking point when they're the establishment, when they're 100% for Democrats, and they don't, and you won't talk negative about them. You know, New York Times is Democrat 100%. Well, 99%. I guess they've been told not to print articles that put Obama in a negative light. Not that they probably would, but I think at some point they would probably sit there and go, wait a minute here. Okay, this is wrong, you know. When do two wrongs make a right? And, you know, and what you need to get like someone like Ted Cruz on Telemundo speaking Spanish, you know, letting people know that, hey, we're not, you know, because most Mexicans are more conservative than you realize. But then half the people that vote, they don't watch anything. Carly Farina, who the heck is that? Really? So you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton and you don't even know any of, you can't even tell me who Carly Farina is or Ben Carson or any of that. How? They're Democrat, I'm Democrat, I don't care. I mean, seriously, why would the Democrats have anyone else run against Hillary Clinton to become president? Why doesn't she just go out, when she goes to Iowa, why don't they say, oh, we're not caucusing, I'm getting the Democratic nomination, they're giving it to me, so I'm just going to go out and start campaigning. And the Democrats are going to, if she's that guarantee that they claim, and the Republicans are going to fight and kill each other, and in the end, they've already got a candidate that's already, bang, that's already going to be, you know, out campaigning. I guarantee you the Democrats are going to do as little as possible. If they really want Hillary Clinton to be president, they're going to try to, I think, keep it as limited as possible so that she has no competition, so she doesn't have to get beat up. But I know there are some Democrats that want that. They don't want her to get it. And I hope they fight her to the tooth. But the average person's not going to know that. If you ever saw the movie Distinguished Gentleman, where there's two, the couple goes in there and they go, who do we vote for again for Congress? Oh, yeah, Johnson, that's it. They didn't even realize the guy's dead, and the Johnson that they're voting for is Jeffrey Johnson, the guy played by Eddie Murphy. That's a con artist that becomes a congressman / senator because of, guess what, using his middle name as Johnson. And no one knows their congressman's dead. They just voted thinking they're voting for the same old guy, but no, they're not. And that's what's going on now. People are voting because they're voting. They don't care. They don't know. They don't know. They don't want to know. And that's what's killing this country. You know, if Republicans and Democrats both want to cut the debt ceiling, both want to cut the debt, why is it? I mean, I wish I could just go to my credit card company and say, okay, yeah, I want to increase my debt ceiling again. I'm not going to pay off my credit card, but I just want to keep spending. You know what they do to me? They cut up my card. But if you're Congress, well, that's a whole different ball game. Oh, don't worry, we'll just pack it on to the debt. It don't matter, you know. You know, just look at your shopping cart 10 years ago compared to now and see how much you can put in for the same price. You know, up until recently, gas was like $4 a gallon through all of Obama's presidency, but where were the liberals going off about that? They were when Bush was in office, but they weren't when Obama was in office. I had friends that were like, why isn't anyone talking about the damn gas price? I'm having to go 60 miles away to the doctor in Indianapolis from Lafayette, and it's getting hard to afford that. But the specialist I have to see for my kids, they're only in, you guessed it, good old Indianapolis. I mean, as we move on, because I mean, like, I think it's great that we got, like, Ben Carson and some of them running. I just wonder what skeleton they're going to try to pull up or what they're going to try to do, because they're going to try to find even a parking ticket to condemn Ben Carson or somebody. But, you know, if you go, as I move on to Baltimore, you know, if those officers are not hung, there's going to be riots like you won't imagine. It don't matter what they, because we've gotten to a point, folks, where the media doesn't matter. The truth doesn't matter. Well, if it doesn't matter what the courts say, if these black people think these whites are guilty, they're guilty. They should be hung no matter what the evidence says, no matter what. And that's sad. You know, black people kill white cops all the time, and where's the outrage? Oh, only, I guess only Black Lives Matter. You know, Muslim lives don't matter, Jewish lives don't matter, Christian lives don't matter. White lives don't matter, Asians, you know, Indians, Native Americans, none of those matter. Only, you know, like, people from India don't matter, only blacks matter. If that ain't the racistest thing I've ever heard, I don't know what is. Because everyone matters. And yeah, I'm frustrated, but that's the facts. You know, but they are rushing to judgment, in my opinion, because they're trying to calm an angry mob that's about ready to blow up the whole town because cops were handling a person that ended up dying. And three of those people that are being charged are black. So, at least they're not just, you know, at least there's not like 25 white guys being hung for it and not any blacks. But then again, if no blacks were involved and there was police negligence, then okay. You know, the courts should settle out, and if the courts and the evidence prove that they're guilty, let them hang. If not, let them go. You know, I don't know when we became a nation where it's, you know, you're found guilty by the media, not the courts. You know, pretty soon you're going to have the media's court. Dun, dun, dun. Welcome to the media's court, where we decide the fate of criminals, not the justice system. This angry mob in Baltimore has found you officers guilty. Don't we get a court date and a trial and a hearing and lawyers and a judge? We are the judge. We are the jury. We're the media. That's where it's going, folks. You know, you wanted it. You wanted to see it, you're getting it. Your freedoms are being flushed down the toilet. I mean, it's getting so bad in this country. I don't know if you saw this as I kind of move on, but there was a cringeworthy prize on the Price is Right. A lady that's wheelchair bound ends up winning a sauna. Was one of the prizes, because like they have like the match, like they give you two like numbers, and you, okay, $6,274, is that the price of the sauna or this? And when she won them both, then one of the prizes she won was a treadmill. God, she can use a sauna, because a wheelchair-bound person can't use a treadmill, but that was one of the prizes that was up for her to win. Because they have, like, the two price tags, and you have to guess which one's which, and if it is, you get both of them. Like, And I think, actually, you can actually change, like, if you, you know, like, if there's no water near you, you can change in one of your prizes, like the sailboat that you get. So, but I still think it's a cringeworthy prize, you know. Okay, folks, we got a wheelchair contestant. Let's see what we have up for bids. That's right, folks. We have a treadmill. You know, really? You know, you think they would have some way to quick change that? You know, because it's not aired it's not live, so they can edit the stuff so that, you know, when they have, like, okay, cut. Okay, we're gonna start taping again in 3, 2, you know, and welcome, you know, whatever. Because they showed a bunch of things. I watched the thing when Bob Barker was there with all these unaired moments. Unaired moments? Oh, I thought that Price is Right was live. It's not live. Fix it so that you're not having a woman wheelchair bound with a chance of winning a treadmill. It's to me, I'm in pain and have a muscle issue, a myopathy, so I kind of laugh at it. But, you know, some people might be offended. But, you know, that's just how the cookie crumbles. You know, I laugh at that. You know, I deal with it on a daily basis. I'm in pain all the time. You know, you'll try anything for pain. Wow, this copper and bronze magnetic sock. Let me try this thing. It's amazing the gadgets you'll find to see if something works. And how many of those do you get your money back on that are guaranteed? I don't think I've got my ask for my money back on any of them. Because, hell, it's too much of a pain in the butt to get your $4 back or $5 back. And then a lot of them say, well, if this product does not work, do not bring back to the store that you purchased. Call this. And I'm like, really? If I buy this CNN TV product at Walmart or Meijer or wherever, I can't just take it back there. I have to call the number. And you will have to ship it next day via FedEx and all this. And when everything seems intact, then in 4 to 6 weeks, you will see a refund check. Really? By the time you get the damn check, you're like, what was this for, huh? Crap. And even if you send it back, you probably wouldn't even get... I mean, and sometimes you say, well, at worst, at least if it doesn't work, at least it's a decent sock. And then that's not even the case half the time, you know, when you get these products. Well, at least if it doesn't work, you know, like they say, it will still be a decent hose spray for the garden or whatever. And then it turns out that's not even... You know, and then you sit there and you have like a table outside and you put a feather on there and you turn the nozzle on the sprayer and it won't even blow off the feather off the table. But then you see the commercial again via YouTube and they're taking like 50-pound boulders, knocking them over with the same sprayer you have, you know. But, I mean, so I could see how someone could be offended by that wheelchair person having a prize that is a treadmill, but I laughed. Great. But then when you're in pain, you laugh at stuff like that because, what are you gonna do? Wow. Texas. Shooting in Texas. I don't really condone a Muhammad cartoon drawing contest. I really do, you have the right to do it. You have the freedom to do that. But I wouldn't do it. But then again, they need to have more of those. Have them all over Texas. Because this is probably one of the most, it is probably the state that is the biggest in Second Amendment right support. That way, when those towel heads try to go over and kill people for doing the contest, we can just take them out one by one until they're all gone. That's the difference between America and other countries. Most people in America conceal and carry. And unless you're taking people out like a sniper, they're gonna protect themselves. They're gonna arm themselves. They're not gonna back down. But I just think it's a sign of the times. And when is the administration, when are they gonna say, okay, we had attacks, because of this. They're not going to say, hey, they have the right to do this. They have the freedom of speech to do this. It's wrong for them. Well, they shouldn't have done what they did. They won't sit there and tell you, you know what, folks? They did what they did. And, terrorists attacked them. Islamic extremists. No, they're going to try to spin it. They should have known better, Known better, known schmetter. If you're going to sit there, if I want to have a Muhammad drawing contest, which I wouldn't, I have that legal right to it. Obviously, I think ISIS is going to find out that America is a lot harder than these other nations because most people like me conceal and carry, and I don't back down. I won't, and most Americans won't. I remember I was watching InfoWars one time, and Alex Jones said, "Bring it on. I got my ammunition. I'm ready." And that's how it is. And that's how you got to be. Deep down, you got to be like that. We're not a third world nation where no one has any weapons or anything. Most people are prepared. Unless they start occupying all the Starbucks, because they don't want you to carry a gun in there. But it's just funny that they picked one of the most Second Amendment friendly states to try to attack people. But then in Texas, there are places that are trying to gain Sharia law and say, okay, you can't arrest me for this, you can't get me for that because that's legal. I live under Sharia law. I'm sorry, but in America, there should be no Sharia law. We don't have Sharia law in America, and we're not going to live by that. But what do you do? I feel like sometimes when I get into it with people, they're like these people, oh, that phony Benghazi scandal. Really? See, stuff don't bother me. I don't care. I don't back down. I am who I am. I know what I stand for, and I know what I believe in, and I'm not going to back down. And I was listening to Blaze Radio this morning, and they were talking about this because, like flags and all this, and their views on it and stuff. And a lot of these communities think about it before you move in, because some places it's not about the right to be able to wave an American flag or hang one. It's the homeowners association or the HMO, whatever you have. Don't allow flag, period. It doesn't matter what the flag is. No flag poles are allowed, no flags. Why they can't have an ordinance that says hey, American flag, yes. Anything else, no. But then, you know, because then it's all, well, you know, if you, but it, who knows? I mean, there's somebody offended by something. You could have a surrender flag, a white surrender flag, and someone would be offended by it. So, it's just, you know, it's just ridiculous. Because anymore, it's like, and I keep going back to that song in my head from Weird Al. I'm going to sue you. I'll take all your money. I'll sue you, even if you look at me funny. I sued Duracell because he never told me I shouldn't shove the AA right up my nose. I sued Dell Computers because they never told me I couldn't take a bath with my laptop. You know, I sued Home Depot because they sold me a hammer they knew I might drop on my toes. And it's just, and that's, we're a sued society. You know, well, where does the Constitution give you the right to, I'm offended, so I'm, you know, you're gonna, if you're going to get offended in this country, get over it. The Constitution doesn't guarantee you the right not to be offended. You know, it doesn't. And that's what gets me, because you have so many, well, I understand if there's no ordinance where there's no flag. You cannot have a flag. No flag, period. Means no flag pole, no flag, doesn't matter what it is. But, like, if you go to Houston, 100% humidity all the time. But when you go to Houston, they have no ordinance. You don't have to comply with some zoning ordinance or whatever. You can pretty much do whatever you want. And they have little glitches here and there, but there's no strip clubs in a school. You know, there's nothing like, well, we're going to have to look into this because I don't know if, like, you can do this by law. Like, well, we tried to have a bigger sign, but ordinances won't allow. Because I know where I used to get my Z-Coil footwear, the place that they had, you couldn't do certain things because the ordinance, the sign couldn't be any bigger and all this, the lettering. You had, like, limits on the amount of words you could put up. And, well, we got to change the name of my grandpa's store because of the zoning ordinance. We can't have a three-letter word for a store. Really? You know, go to Houston. Except for being 100% humidity a lot of the time and very hot, there is no ordinance. You can do kind of what you want. You know, and there's a couple glitches here or there, but 99% of the time, the free market system works itself out. And that's what we need to get back to. Like I said earlier in the program, up until 2000, we were at, 3.8% growth. Now we're down to 0.02% growth. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. All you who think that the chosen one is doing a great job. And like I tell people, and I try to get the word out, you know, just remember, the highest rated news network is Fox News at 29% believability. They're the highest. I mean, seriously? That's kind of scary. But for once, in since I've been able to vote, I feel like there's some candidates that actually have give me some hope for this country. And I'm always wondering about what Jesse Ventura said when he was told he was, when he said he was brought down to a bunker with people who he had no idea who they were. Who are you people? How'd you get elected? Who are you people? They spent millions of dollars. You spent like $250,000. How did you get elected? Who are you people? We don't have to tell you who we are. How did you get elected? And they went off and they kept going off and he's like, man, you can't even take a piss without someone right by the door. And he goes, I can never run for president with all this. And it just makes you wonder, because there's some people that say that, hey, you look at someone like a Barack Obama or whatever, They're not making the decisions. There's people above them that are saying, this is what we're going to do. Take it or leave it. You know, that's what we're going to do. Take it or leave it, you know. You're going to do what we say. There are people above him that are basically moving his arms and telling him what to say and when, what to do and how to do it. And it just makes you wonder, like, even if a Ben Carson would get in, how much would he be? Because every president signs a thing saying that they will not disclose what happens at 9 at Area 51. Now, you wonder what would happen if a president refused to sign that. Would he just be, you know, does he have to? You know? So, I don't know. It just makes you wonder what would happen. Because you see what happened to Kennedy, and he wanted to keep gold and silver in our currency, and he wanted to, you know, get rid of the Federal Reserve and do some things. And look at what happened to him. I honestly believe if he would have had that the bulletproof bubble over him and survived Dallas, they would have went after him again. You know, so. And I really truly believe that they would have went after him again. Whether they would have gotten him, whether he would have stayed alive, who knows. But they would have went after him. And got about 16 minutes left in the program, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. And remember, this program is always brought to you by Hillary Clinton for President. Thought I was going to say president, did you? Nah. Hillary Clinton, 2016 for president. She's already, I don't know if you heard this, but she's already turned down, like, Senate committee here. She's not going to testify or not. I don't know how. I couldn't do what she's done in Cal. And, you know, it's ridiculous. I couldn't do what someone like Charlie Rangel's done. I'd be in federal prison, but who cares? I mean, oh, it's legitimate. It's like Eddie Murphy, Distinguished Gentleman. It's a movie I recommend you all see because it's going on right now. Oh, this list right here? Oh, yeah, I did all this. Yes, this is my rap sheet. I did it. Well, no, wait a minute. Here, that lady right there, she got her shoes back. She did. She got her shoes back. But that's my rap sheet. But that pales in comparison to everything I was able to pull off in Washington, D.C., and that's called legitimate. That's what frustrates me. When I would go to prison for things that people are doing in Washington, D.C., and there's people like Hillary, she's the greatest. She's wonderful. She can't do no wrong. Democrats are always great. Yeah. I think I need a bucket. I don't know, vomit. But I try to educate people. I was talking to somebody, and this girl, and talking about things, and I'm like, well, maybe I should do something, and not just, you know, not just sit actively, and, you know, don't sit passively, but sit actively and do something. I said, welcome to the conversation. Do something. Try to get people to realize that, well, okay, explain me how the deficit's gone down. I mean, no, it's going up. Explain it to me when Republicans and then Democrats always claim to want to cut spending and lower spending. Explain that one. Because they all say that. We have a 2.8% growth rate. No, should I wait? Oh, that'd be an improvement. 2.8%. Making sure my fans are listening, because I always do that once in a while, because my mom will do that. She'll be talking to me, and she'll be like, well, what about those extraterrestrials? I'm like, what are you talking about? Oh, I'm just making sure you're paying attention. We have a 0.02% growth rate. And that's great. I don't think so. You can't spin that one. There's no spin on that one, as Bill O'Reilly says. This is the factor. The spin stops here, and I'm looking out for you. And that's what I guess when I decided to continue doing this after I did my myopathy episodes, I knew I was going to take shite from people. I was going to get scrutinized. People were going to be like, you know, someone might, but I don't care. You know, I have a backbone. You know, our forefathers probably took crap from the British. But you know what? They did it for a reason. You know? I do tell you this. I would fight for Israel in a heartbeat before I'd ever fight for Obama. I would sit there and take a gun and go fight for Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel before I'd ever fight for Obama. Not that I'd want to go fight, but if I had to, the side I would choose. You know, there's a side you got to choose. You know, I was listening to the David. I'm trying to think of the guy's name. Where is it? The David Ball song, "Riding with Private Malone." I can't hear that song without crying, because that song is so true. You know, if I'm reading this letter, I didn't make it home. And the ones that do make it home, I have a friend, Tammy, a good friend, one of my best friends in the whole wide world, and the guy that she lives with and takes care of, he has PST big time. And it just sickens me to see the top rate everything. Doctors, hospitals. Obama's getting it. Hillary Clinton's getting it. Bill Clinton's getting it. Draft dodger. All these people are getting it. But our veterans? I mean, you know, some of them would probably rather have you reading that letter. That if you're reading this letter, I ain't making it home. You know? I just did a little pause so you could think about what I'm saying and what's going on. And I don't own the rights to this or anything, but it goes like this. He said, "My name is Private Andrew Malone. And it's sad that we take a Mexican and we give him the world, but we take a Private Andrew Malone, and if you're reading this message, I didn't make it home, and all these other veterans that do make it home, we crap on them. Every day for me is Veterans Day. Every day you need to see a vet, you thank them. If you go to a shop and yeah, can you do me a favor? Take my card and buy his meal. How hard is it to spend $7 and buy a vet a meal? How hard is it to do that? I played paintball a couple times, and the first time I ever did it, within like 2 seconds, I had a hit right to the face, and I thought I was protected. Whoops. I can't imagine what it takes to go to the battlefield. But they deserve our respect, because they're sure in the heck not getting it from Obama and this administration. One thing I'm going to start doing on the program is I do this for free. And everything I talk about or support, I believe in. And I don't get a dime from them. I just back them. And I want to put my name behind Wounded Warrior Project. And it's sad that we need them. Where's our government? Where is our government? You know, you have vets living on the street, homeless, and you got politicians in multi-million-dollar mansions where, you know, give the politicians the same treatment and care that a vet gets, and give the vet the same care and treatment that a politician gets right now, and see how quickly they change. It's not even Veterans Day, but it doesn't mean you can't stand behind your troops. You know, but for every dream that's shattered, another one comes true. This car was once a dream of mine, and now it belongs to you. Where are our priorities in this country? Ask a Republican or ask a Democrat. Where are their priorities? What is their belief? What do they stand for? If you can say, hey, I'm a Democrat, I support Hillary Clinton, and this is why, then at least I know, okay, you know what she's done. You know her goods. You know her badge. You know what she stands for. I stand for freedom. I stand for the Constitution. I stand for every man and woman that has lost their life or has come back to keep that freedom. That's who I stand with. You're either with me or you're against me. If I wouldn't have had this muscle issue, I'd have probably been in the Army or Coast Guard or something. In some ways, I wish I would have tried, because then I probably would have found out sooner. You know, I could have maybe, I don't know if I can prevent it. Who knows? But I just ask that you pray for this nation, because it needs it. Because, you know, you get so wrapped up in same-sex marriage, but you're going to let vets die because there's no proper medical care. But then again, let me tell you something. The world would stop, and every single doctor in the world would be there at the hospital, you know, giving advice on how to treat Obama if he was having an issue. Oh, he's just a vet. Who cares? What you need to do is throw dirt on that dude and spit on him and just, you know, send him on his way. He's a vet. He doesn't need treatment. He don't deserve respect. He's just a vet. He's not a politician. You know, and that's just what sickens me, you know. What did Obama do before he was president? Nothing. Nothing. And I guess I hope this moves you to think about your life. I mean, I don't have to do this. You know, Glenbeck doesn't have to do what he does. I don't have to do what I do. But we do it. Because I want to, I guess, I hope to educate people. You know, I did my apathy support group. I never thought in a million years that I would be helping people. I had a lady write me, and I can't really get into specifics, other than to say that you have no idea what it's like to know that there's people, even the founder of this group, that is going through the same stuff I'm going through with issues and stuff regarding her family. I can't say any more because it's a closed group and it's confidential, but, you know, and I guess I can relate it to the Blind Side movie. Girl, you're changing that man's life. And she goes, no, he's changing mine. And I hope this part of the program gets you to think a little bit. You know, seriously, we need a Wounded Warrior Project. I support it, but where's the government? And I'm thinking of actually donating. But where's the government, though, you know? Because it's a good cause, but where, you know, why? I don't get it. I just don't understand, you know, where you don't have to, who cares? Okay, it's not about, well, I don't support the war or whatever. If you don't support the war or not, they did what they did. And that's the respect we give them. It's just not right. It's got to change. And you can do that. You can change. You can buy them a coffee at Starbucks or at Denny's by their breakfast. Doesn't take much. But I guarantee you, it will mean a lot to them. Just go to a recruiting office and just go in and say, hey, how you doing? Can we help you? Oh, you already have, sir. Thank you for your service. Have a great day. I mean, how many people that do, what would you say? How many people that are firemen get thanked? You know, just for saying thank you and not, hey, you got my kitty out of the tree. Anyone can thank someone for that. But, you know, thank them just because. Got about 60 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you for tuning in. It means a lot to have viewers on the right and the left, you know. You know, you got one life. Make the most of it. Every day is a gift you've been given. Make the most of the time, every minute you're in it. You know, I'm not perfect. Far from it. But, you know what? I want to know that our kids and grandkids know that we didn't give up. Thank you so much for tuning into the program. God bless you all. And until next week, goodbye.